Good morning. This is Sam Lake filling in for Bill Davis with this month's ViaGARS. Our guest this month is Dr. Ian Campbell, a research scientist at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. He's currently working on new approaches to treat glaucoma. Dr. Campbell, if you would, tell us about this latest investigation of glaucoma treatment.
This actually came from my mentor, Dr. Ross Ethier, has been working on this project for over a decade now, I think. So, you know, glaucoma is a really tragic, blinding disease, and unfortunately, there's no cure for glaucoma. To date, there are a number of treatments, but they really only serve to slow down the progression of symptoms. They aren't really a true cure, so there's a great need to develop some sort of a cure. So Dr. Ethier's research group has been working on this, like I said, for over a decade now, and so they've done a bit of computer modeling that's shown that making some changes to the back of the eye might be helpful in possible glaucoma therapy. So right now we're working and trying to actually try it out in some rats and see if we can actually protect against vision loss in glaucoma.
What exactly is glaucoma?
Many people think of glaucoma as having too much pressure in your eye, an elevated intraocular pressure. That's actually not technically the definition of glaucoma. Glaucoma is really just the loss of a certain type of cells in the back of the eye called retinal ganglion cells. These are the cells that form the optic nerve that actually transmits visual information from the retina to the brain. And it's usually caused by things like elevated intraocular pressure. It's a really complex disease, and it's really it's a progressive disease. It usually takes place over a period of about a decade or a couple decades. So it's very gradual vision loss that most folks have. So they'll start losing peripheral vision first, which is really unfortunate because it's happening so slowly that they often don't notice that they're losing their vision until it's really too late to do anything to get it back.
What determines the treatment for glaucoma?
All treatments are centered around the idea of lowering your intraocular pressure. So the eye naturally has a little bit of pressure in the eye. So if you can think of the eye as a balloon, essentially, if you have no pressure inside of the balloon, it's going to be collapsed and flat. So you have to have a little bit of pressure to keep your eye spherical. But when that pressure gets too high, that's when compression of the back of the eye and some of the sensitive neural cells can occur.
Now, why does eye pressure become too much?
So we don't entirely know the answer to that question, which is one of the really unfortunate things about glaucoma. It's a reason that we need to continue researching it. But essentially, you can think of the eye, it's filled mostly with, so you have the lens, which helps you focus light in the back of the eye. You have a piece of sort of gelatinous material called the vitreous humor. That's in the back of the eye. And then in the front of the eye, you have a liquid called the aqueous humor, which functions kind of like blood, except blood isn't transparent. And so if you want to bring oxygen and nutrients to the cells of the eye, you can't pump blood through the front of the eye or we wouldn't be able to see anything. So you essentially have a fluid balance problem. You have to have fluid go into the eye to bring in nutrients, and you also need to have fluid leave the eye to allow that fluid to flush through. And essentially, something becomes disrupted in the fluid balance pathway. So you have too much fluid going in and not enough going out, which leads to fluid accumulation and essentially too much pressure in the eye. So that's really the motivation for all of the current therapies for glaucoma right now. There are a number of drugs that that clinicians use to try to lower intraocular pressure. And if those don't work, then there are a number of surgical techniques that they can do to try to release that the pressure of that fluid, to try to change the balance of the fluid in the eye. But really, every single one of the therapies is based around the idea of changing the pressure in the eye. And unfortunately, those treatments, patients continue to progress with their symptoms of glaucoma in about 25% of cases, which is what makes it really unfortunate. So that was sort of the motivation for our new therapy, is that we need a plan B, because right now, if changing the pressure in the eye doesn't work, there's no plan B.
So what is plan B?
The idea that we're working on right now is we're calling it scleral stiffening. So the sclera is the white part of the eye, and it's basically what gives most of your eye its mechanical integrity and sort of protects the eye as it's the sheath that keeps the pressure in, essentially, and keeps the eye rigid, keeps all of your optical components in your eye in line. What we've done with our computer modeling is that we've shown that there are probably three things that are the greatest modulators of how that eye deforms when the pressure changes. So there's a very sensitive area in the back of the eye called the lamina cribrosa, which is a really complex mesh-like structure that is, it's essentially a whole bunch of little pores in the back of the eye so that the neural cells that make up your retina can leave the sclera and form the optic nerve. And so that seems to be the site where damage first occurs. And so we did some computer modeling previously that investigated what are the greatest factors that control how much deformation occurs there in response to pressure. So one of the biggest factors, of course, is the pressure itself, which, as I've mentioned, changing that pressure doesn't work in about 25% of patients. The second major parameter is the radius of the eye. And unfortunately, we don't really have any magic wand to change the radius of folks' eye. I mean, that's really anatomically determined. Mm-hmm. And the third major factor was the stiffness of the sclera. And so we said, well, hey, why don't we see if we can change the stiffness of the sclera? Because there are a handful of chemical agents out there right now that are used for treatments in some orthopedic diseases that are used to treat change the stiffness of tendons and other tissues made out of collagen. And the sclera, the white part of the eye, is essentially made up of collagen as well, primarily. And so we said, well, let's try putting these in the eye, not just indiscriminately, of course. It's a targeted approach. But we decided to try the scleral stiffening, and our computer modeling suggests that this is going to be successful. And so really right now the time is to try it out in some rats and see if it actually helps.
I imagine people are wondering, how close are you to doing human testing?
So human testing is definitely a step that we hope that we're going to get to, but that won't begin until we're conclusively sure that it works in our rats. So of course it's important to remember that rats are not humans, and so we've probably got about 3 or so more years of rat testing left to do. If that's successful, the logical next step would be to work in a larger animal, like a pig or possibly a primate. Depending on how the research planning and expenditures go, that's a little bit more relevant to the human eye. It's closer to the same size. The anatomical structures are a little bit more similar. And then if that's successful, probably in a couple more years past that, then we would be talking about human trials. So, you know, maybe optimistically, maybe a 5-year timeline.
Obviously, research of any kind takes quite a bit of time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's an incremental process. You know, every day when I wake up, I plan out what I'm going to do for that day. And I have these great grand plans of getting through, you know, step 1 and step 2 and step 3. But step 1 sometimes takes a lot longer than you expect. And so then step 2 and step 3 get pushed back. So it's not quite as simple as typing a couple buttons in the computer and finding out the answer. Working with rats takes time. You know, one interesting feature of glaucoma is that because in humans it leads to vision loss over a period of decades, of course, it's rather impractical to study treatments for glaucoma over a period of decades, at least initially. We'd never get anything done. So we work with rats right now, and we are able to surgically induce glaucoma in these rats. And that really takes effect within a couple of days of when the surgery occurs. And we study them for about 8 weeks at a time. So it is important to remember that we're working on a much more advanced timescale. So we have to be cautious about how we interpret our results. But you know, if things are successful, then we start looking at longer and longer term studies to make sure not only that the treatment works, but that it's also safe, because we also want to make sure that there's not any sort of off-target effects. You know, it would be terrible if we helped cure glaucoma, but we caused a tumor to form instead. So we need to make sure that we're really only having a positive benefit on the eye and not trading one problem for another.
Could your research one day lead to a cure for glaucoma?
That's exactly what we're hoping for. I don't want to oversell it here, but we are literally trying to develop a cure for glaucoma. It's a really unfortunate disease that there is no cure now. Really, all the treatments that we have just serve to slow the progression of symptoms, which is better than nothing, but it's really unfortunate that we don't have a magic bullet. I think just to give a little bit of context, I think we're a long ways off from being able to actually restore sight to folks who have already lost it from diseases like glaucoma. But we're hoping that at least with our new treatment, we might be able to completely stop the progression of glaucoma so that we don't have additional vision loss from the disease.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I guess I'd like to remind everybody that it's a great idea to get an annual vision exam, even if you're not going to the optometrist just to get your eyes checked for a pair of glasses. It's also great to go in because they can help screen you for other vision loss diseases. Like I mentioned, glaucoma, it's a really slow loss of vision. So most folks don't realize that they've even started to lose vision because it happens so gradually, and they don't realize it until it's way too late. So it's important to go in for an annual vision screening, regardless of whether or not you're there to get some glasses prescribed.
We'd like to thank our guest this month on ViaGARS, Dr. Ian Campbell, a research scientist at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. For more information about programs at the Atlanta VA Medical Center in Decatur, you can call 404-321-6111. Now, Bill has an announcement about the VA Medical Center, and I'll have news right after that.